Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement. Tonight's conference call at 9 p.m. Eastern features Eileen Kapsaftis, a physical therapist who is adept at helping people resolve structural issues that lead to knee pain and back pain and hip pain and shoulder pain without drugs and surgery. Eileen is on the faculty of the Wellness Forum Institute. That says a lot about my thoughts about her as a practitioner and her capabilities. And so if you've ever dealt with these issues or are dealing with them now, this call will help you. She'll teach you some things to do at home on your own and also give you some advice about finding somebody like her near you if you need such a practitioner. And our office number, if you want to participate, is 614-841-7700. So now I'll get right into today's programming, which is more on this book by Peter Gatchi. And I found it so fascinating. I've mentioned this before, not only because of the number of people whom this affects, women, but also because of the story that it tells about how difficult it is to tell the truth about anything in the health field. And one reason is that anybody who writes about something that threatens the status quo, something that's, you know, in this case ineffective but very profitable, which really defines a great deal of what goes on in medicine, the accusations fly that the author is irresponsible and reckless, and the publications that publish the articles are irresponsible and reckless too. And, of course, in this case, we're talking about publications like The Lancet, the British Medical Journal, and the New York Times. The critics often state that the general public shouldn't have access to information until certain people have made their decisions about what's right and wrong. And this paternalistic attitude is just infuriating, particularly in view of the fact that in many instances, research is paid for by taxpayers who are entitled to know what's going on in the research field. I don't know, I'm getting sick and tired of told that I'm too stupid to listen to information and figure it out, and I think the general public should be getting sick and tired of that too. Now, the path to mammography being promoted to all women took some time in the United States, and it wasn't easy. It actually took some political maneuvering. The National Cancer Institute promoted it to women between the ages of 40 to 49 and stopped recommending it in 1997. The NCI recommended it again in the late 1980s, and then it stopped in 1993. And in 97, the NIH convened a panel. There's never been a straight track to this being a good idea in any country, because the evidence has never really supported it. So the NIH convened a panel to look at the issue, and it, like Gatchi's group, concluded that there should not be a blanket recommendation, but rather informed decision-making between women and their doctors. Richard Klausner, the director of the National Cancer Institute, disagreed, and he said so publicly. The outcry was so severe that the case was presented to Congress, and the Senate unanimously overturned the NIH recommendations. National Cancer Institute recommendations. It defies logic that a group of politicians can override the scientific findings of a panel of the NIH, and further evidence, it provides further evidence that science is being trumped by politics. It also defies logic that women generally choose to listen to radiologists and groups that have a vested financial interest in promoting mammograms and not to researchers like Gatchi, who are beholden to nobody. Well, in 2009, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force issued a report stating that mammography should be optional for women between 40 and 49, that biennial intervals were better than annual screening. And the U.S. is the only place, by the way, in which annual screening has been implemented. In other countries, even those that are enthusiastic promoters of mammography, they don't recommend annual screening. And the backlash to this was amazing, including a Wall Street Journal article that predicted that this was the beginning of a new form of healthcare rationing and cost control. Again, the proponents of mammography and many other things that should be open for discussion will do anything but bring evidence to the table that refutes the statements and the evidence that the opponents of mammography bring to the table. So I guess if you don't want to have an evidence-based discussion, screaming and hollering is a great way to avoid doing so. It's worked for a good number of years in the healthcare field. So I'll stop now. We'll pick this up where I left off tomorrow. That's all for now, and have a great day.